All right, everybody, welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're hitting the perfume counter. Yeah, we're diving into the world of fragrance.
That's right.
Specifically, Gianni Versace's Dreamer cologne.
Interesting choice.
Now, whether you're a cologne connoisseur or just, you know, someone who wears the same scent since high school, this is going to be interesting. We're going beyond just like top notes and bass notes. We're talking about what people are actually saying about Dreamer, the good, the bad. The eau de toilette, if you will.
I see what you did.
And let me tell you, we've got a stack of reviews here. And let's just say people have some strong opinions about this one. Some folks, they're like head over heels in love with this Dreamer. But others, they're like, hold up, what is that smell?
It's true. Dreamer is one of those fragrances that tends to evoke really strong reactions. Mm. You almost never see a lukewarm review. It's either this is the best cologne I've ever smelled, or I'd wash it off immediately.
And that's what makes this deep dive so interesting. So where do we even start unpacking this? I mean, what is it about this particular fragrance that gets people so fired up?
Well, one of the first things that jumped out at me going through these reviews was just how many people associate Dreamer with a very specific time in their lives, like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay, yeah, I'm seeing that too. A lot of this was my signature scent in high school kind of comments.
Exactly. And it wasn't just a passing fad for these people. They're talking about Dreamer with a level of like nostalgia, almost reverence,
yeah,
that you don't always see with fragrances, especially in that price range.
Yeah, you make a good point about the price, because that's another thing that comes up a lot in these reviews, how surprisingly affordable Dreamer is, especially for a designer fragrance.
Which I think plays into its appeal, especially for that younger demographic. It's like this was an accessible luxury, something you could, you know, get at the department store with your mom and feel like you were part of that grown-up world.
Right. Even if it was a gift from like a well-meaning aunt who didn't quite know what to get you for your birthday.
Exactly. And that ties back into the whole nostalgia factor, because even if you weren't head over heels for the scent itself, the fact that it was maybe like your first real cologne, something you actually chose and wore, that creates a powerful association.
It's like an olfactory time capsule taking you right back to those days.
Exactly. It's not just a smell. It's a whole sensory experience that can trigger memories and emotions.
So we've got this fascinating mix of nostalgia, affordability, and a scent that people seem to either love or hate. What's the expert take on what's actually in this fragrance that's causing such a stir?
Well, Dreamer is interesting because it doesn't really fit neatly into any one category. It's got this kind of sweet, almost powdery vibe, but then there's also this tobacco and vanilla undertone.
I've heard some people describe it as almost like a sweet tobacco.
Right. It's that unexpected combination that I think throws people off, because it's not your typical fresh, citrusy cologne. It's more complex, maybe even a little bit daring for its time.
Which might explain why it became so popular, right? It stood out from the crowd.
Exactly. And it created this, like, love it or hate it dynamic that we're still seeing play out in these reviews all these years later.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I guess the big question is Dreamer a hit or miss?
Honestly, I think that's up to each individual nose to decide. Fragrance is so personal, so subjective. What might smell amazing to me might be totally off-putting to you.
That's true for so many things in life, I guess, not just cologne.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think Dreamer is a perfect example of how a fragrance can become more than just a smell. It can be a cultural touchstone, a reminder of a particular era, a scent that's forever linked to the specific memories, both good and bad.
Well said. And who knows, maybe Dreamer will spark some of those scent-induced memories for you, too. If you're feeling adventurous, give it a try and let us know what you think. Thanks for diving in with us, everyone.